Father, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for their sacrifices. I thank you for all the work that they have given to us, O Lord. And Father, we just want to ask you right now to touch us each and every one today. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight I want to begin a new series on Sunday evenings on the subject of faith. How many realize that's a large subject? You just can't preach about faith because it's such a broad subject that there's just so many different areas of faith. But we're going to go through this, and I believe that this series, Faith for the Incredible, for the next few weeks, is going to be, you may never look at faith the same way again. How many realize that God wants you and I to operate in faith? He wants you and I to engage in faith. Everything that God wants in our lives comes through that basis and operation of faith. Someone said one time that faith to a Christian is like life is, or like oxygen is for life. It's essential that we operate in faith. In fact, another passage of Scripture tells us that the just shall live by faith. In other words, we that are born again, we are the just. Aren't you glad that you're the just? Amen. We're the just, and there's only one prescription that you and I can live by, and that is that we are to live by faith. Another passage of Scripture tells us that if it's not faith, it is what? Sin, the Bible says. It's sin. Pretty strong statements here. But everything that we do in life, we do on the basis of faith. Hallelujah. Because faith is just indispensable in the life of the believer. In fact, Hebrews 11 verse 6 tells us, without faith, what? It is literally impossible. It's impossible to please God. To please God. For he that comes to God first must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How many realize that there's some things that you and I must do if we're going to operate in faith? If we're going to operate in faith, we first must believe that he is real. Amen? That we're not just talking to the air or talking to the walls, but we must believe that God is who he said he is. And then it goes on to tell us that we must diligently seek him. As a believer, that's something that you and I, and how do we seek him? We seek him in faith. We seek him believing that he is who he is and can do what he said he can do. Hallelujah. The Scripture is not implying here at all that there are some people who have no faith. How many realize that everybody has faith? In fact, another passage of Scripture says that everyone has been dealt a measure of faith. Do you realize that the atheists have faith? The atheist itself has faith. Everybody has some mode of faith or some type of faith. Faith is subject to everybody. The only difference between one and another is what we put our faith in or who we put our faith in and the amount of faith that we have toward that person or that thing. So we all have faith. So the atheist has faith in whatever. They have faith that there is no God. You know what the Bible calls them? The Bible calls him a fool. For the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. You know, did you know they have a day designated for them? April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Amen. You know, that's not the day that I celebrate. Amen. Because I'm no fool. Amen. I might act a fool every now and then, but I'm no fool. Why? Because I believe that God is. Amen. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what does God's word tell us about faith? Our text says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So tonight, as we look at some of these benefits of faith, I want us to realize that as you and I are hearing the word of God, it causes faith to begin to ignite inside of us, and it causes our faith to begin to grow. Amen. As you read God's word, how many realize that faith begins to something begins to happen inside of you, and you engage with our Heavenly Father and faith begins to begin to happen in our lives. And you know what? Sometimes it's just a small thing, but we begin to get the concept, yes, God, you can do what you said you can do. Yes, you are who you said you are. Yes, you did speak the world into existence. Yes, and if you did that, you can do this in my life. And it's just a small thing, but as we begin to engage with him, how many realize the more that we grow in faith, the more confident that you and I become in who God is? Don't you? That's exactly what happens when we hear the Word of God. The Word of God begins to seal that which we already know, and it makes it more real to us, and we're then convinced even more that God is who He said He is. So tonight I want us to look at that. And how many of you would like to have more faith in your life today? Amen? I would. You know what? The Bible says you don't have to have a lot of faith. You realize that? The Bible says if you have the faith of a what? Grain of a mustard seed, that you can speak unto the mountain and say it to be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Now, I want to tell you something. I hadn't seen too many people casting mountains into the sea. Amen? But you know what? The Bible says if you just have a little faith, if we engage that faith in what we have, we can see a lot of more miraculous things than we do. How many believe that? You know, can I tell you something? We don't see the miraculous like we used to. Well, you agree with me on that? You know, it used to be common things to see people healed and people raised and people delivered and all that. You know why we don't see that quite as much these days? It's because we've stopped believing. We've stopped engaging God in the supernatural. And when we do that, what happens? Everything that we do, everything that we say, we engage God in faith. Amen? And as our faith begins to die and our faith becomes to get weak, we don't believe like that any longer. Another thing, too, is now we can believe in doctors. Amen? There was a time that people couldn't afford the doctor. Amen? And you know what? People had to depend on God. You know, don't get me wrong, if I'm sick, I'm going to the doctor, but I'm going to pray too. How many know what I'm talking about? And you know what, if the doctor says you take two of these pills, I'm going to take two, but I'm going to pray. Amen? I don't discredit the doctors, but I concentrate my faith on the one that is able to take care of me. Amen? Because if I didn't have the doctors, what would I do? I'd have to totally then depend upon Him, wouldn't I? Amen? And you know, back then, when people believed that and people operated in that, it was because it was out of a need of their own lives. We have to do this. We have to believe that. You know, I'm not saying that we ought to go back to that, but I do think we ought to go back to that kind of faith. Amen? To go back to that type of faith, believing God and trusting Him. Romans 10:17, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. The Bible says that faith comes through listening and hearing the Word of God. How many realize it's more than hearing with just these ears? You know what I'm saying? You can hear something and not hear it. Amen? My wife tells me all the time, you're not listening to me. I say, well, I heard you. What did I say? I said, I have no clue. She goes, because you might have heard me, but you're not listening. Can I tell you something? That's a spiritual thing too. We can hear the Word of God, but if we're not hearing with our heart rather than our ears, we're not listening. Amen? We're not listening. We must hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen? What is God's Spirit saying to us? He wants to speak to our very being of our soul, the very root of our soul. That's when we begin to hear the Word of God. And when we hear the Word of God, not with just our ears, but we hear the Word of God in our heart, something begins to happen. Amen? How many know that there are people in church that have heard the Word of God over and over and over again, and yet there's no change in their lives? They're hearing, but not with their heart. Faith has not taken root. But when you hear with your heart and not your ears, faith takes root in your heart and something begins to happen. You begin to walk by faith. Hallelujah. Faith, that word we use, faith, is faith or believing in the Bible is used just in the New Testament alone 485 times. If it's used that many times in the New Testament alone, don't you think it's something that we ought to pay attention to? Amen. You see, faith number one, if you're taking notes, faith number one determines what God can do in my life. Listen to Hebrews 9, verse 27 through 29. And when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed Him, crying out, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when He was coming to the house, the blind men came unto Him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto Him, Yea, Lord. And He touched their eyes and saying, listen to this, and saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. What does that mean? Can I tell you something today? Faith is expectation. What you expect. Okay? He says, do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can open these blinded eyes? And the blind man said, yes, I believe. I believe. And he said, according to the faith, let it be unto you. And the Bible says that they were healed. They were healed according to their faith. Now, in other places, I've seen where people didn't have any faith and God just healed them. I mean, what I'm talking about. But there are certain instances that God operates within our life according to our own, according to the faith that we have in Him to perform the matter. Amen? Sometime we have things that come into our life, don't we? And we believe and we trust. And when God's Word tells us according to your faith, sometime our faith is weak. How many realize that? I'll be honest with you. Sometime my faith is weak. But what God is saying here, if you want to see me work in your life, your faith has got to rise to a higher level, amen, to a greater level, amen. These men who were blind had a faith to believe that God could heal their blindness. And what happened? God healed them. Amen. How many of you know that we tend to go in the direction of what we expect? If faith is expecting, then we ought to expect that God moves when He said He'll move, that God will do what God said He would do. Amen. So when you and I have needs and we bring them to God, we can't come with a hope so or I hope He does something. No, we have to come with a confidence and with an assurance saying, I believe that God is able according to that faith that I have. I expect Him to that. God's Word is saying to some degree, and I use that some degree, that we get to choose what God does in our life. We get to choose what God does in our life. According to your faith, be it unto you. Oh, church, I don't know about you, but I want to have great faith. I just don't want to have just a get-by faith, just a get-through faith. I want to have a faith that I can believe for the miraculous, not just for me, but for others also. Amen? Why? Because I believe, I want to expect that God is able to do what He said He could do. Now, faith is not some kind of a magic wand that we wave to get our selfish desires. How many realize that? Can I tell you something? Faith will never operate in your life if you're operating out of selfishness. He never will. You can believe, but if it's to heap it upon yourself, can I tell you something? God's not interested in that at all. And God will not operate where there are selfish ambitions or selfish motives. God will not honor faith when it's that way. But God looks for those who are pure in heart. Amen? Those who have godly desires. Not so I can perform something or do something so people will look at me and say, oh, what a great guy you are. No, God is looking for the pure in heart. Amen? Who says, Lord, I don't want the glory. I don't want the fame. I don't want what I desire is for you to operate within my life. Amen? Hallelujah. That you might get all the glory. That you might get all the praise. I want to have pure motives for what I do. Hallelujah. Did you know you can do the right thing with bad motives or impure motives and it's wrong? Amen. Even if it's for something good, it could be wrong. You see, it's faith that moves the hand of God. It's faith that accomplishes God's will in our life. Faith is the key that unlocks the promises of God and makes them a reality in your life and mine. Amen. It's how we operate. Number two, faith is the substance for the incredible. It must begin with faith. Everything we have begins with faith. Mark 11, verse 21 and 22. And Jesus answered them and said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Let me stop there for a minute. You know what God did for you right there? He wrote you a blank check. Amen? He wrote you a blank check. You say, well, Pastor, if that's true, then why didn't all of these things happen? Why don't those things come about? Can I tell you something? I go back to what God's Word says. It's all about the pure heart and the pure motives. Another place He said, and I may have already skipped that, but He talks about for us when we have faith in God, but then He goes in about forgiveness of sin. We forgive sin. Amen? Let me go on. I'll get to that in just a minute, though. If you're facing an impossible situation right now, it doesn't take a lot of faith, to employ God. But faith has to be employed. Remember Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance, first of all, of things hoped for. It's the things that I desire, amen? Not selfish desire, but godly desire. Those things which I hope for. It's the evidence of those things which I cannot see, amen? It's not there. It has not happened. But I can see it in the spirit. I can see it in my mind's eye. I can understand that those things ought to come to pass. Why? Because that's what I hope for. That's what I believe, amen? And I'm holding on to that. Then as that passage of scripture there in Hebrews chapter 11, it begins to list all of these people. It begins to list Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, how these men and how these people employed faith in God to see the incredible take place within their lives. And then we get down to verse 6, and you know what it says? It says, for without faith it's impossible to please God. You see, these men, Abel, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham, they pleased God. They pleased God. And they did incredible things. Hallelujah. Oh, because they believed in Him. They believed that He came, that they believed in Him and that He was a rewarder of them that diligently would seek Him. When you and I put faith, our faith, maybe a small mustard seed size faith, but when we put that size faith into the hands of our big God, can I tell you something? He can do the incredible with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight that I believe that if we will come to God with a pure heart and with pure motives, amen, not selfish ambitions or any of that, but with a pure heart and pure motives, hallelujah, with our little seed-like faith, can I tell you something? God will take that faith. We diligently seek Him. We believe Him. We come with pure motives. Can I tell you something? I tell you right now, I believe that we can see mountains moved. Hallelujah. Because we put our faith in God. Number 3. Faith is the key to answered prayer. How many realize that? Faith is the key to answered prayer. Look at Mark 11, verse 24 and 26. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray. Let's stop there. Whatsoever things when you desire. Not selfish desires. You know what I'm saying? But pure godly desires. Godly motivation. Not to heap unto myself. But for God, true godly things. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. What does he say? Believe. Believe that you have received them. You know, that's kind of tough sometimes when you can't see it. You know, when you can't see it, to believe that you got it. Amen? Oh, but you know what? I read somewhere in the scripture where that Abraham, amen, believed and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. Amen? He believed not knowing, not seeing, not believe, but knowing that God is able to perform that which He said. And all those years went by, and yet his faith, the Bible said, he did not stagger in unbelief, but he believed God. It took 20 years for that promise to be fulfilled. Amen. But you know what? He believed that he had already received him. Do you realize that every day that Abraham held on to that dream and held on to that promise was one more day that it became that much more impossible for what God had promised to happen? Another day older. Another year older. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And those days are slipping by. And yet the Bible says that Abraham staggered not in unbelief, but believed that God was able to perform that which he promised. Amen. So whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them. And what does it say? It's simple. It says, and ye shall have them. That doesn't mean you're going to have it tomorrow. That doesn't mean that you're going to have it next week. How many realize we don't realize when that time will come into our life? But if we're like Abraham and we don't waver and stagger in unbelief, how many believe that we will have those things which we desire because we believe, praying, asking God to bring them into our life? Can I stop for just a moment? Some of you have shared to me that you have unsaved children. Man, can I tell you something? Don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop believing. Can I tell you something? I want you to do something in your mind. I want you to, in your mind, visualize seeing them born again, seeing them receiving God's blessing, seeing them walking through this door and kneeling at an altar and repenting and giving their heart to God, seeing them living a life that you want them to live. Amen?